Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us each Thursday to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. It's always a pleasure to welcome him to the program, and we do so this morning. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. So let us begin with what you have seen on screen.
Song of the Sea. It's an Oscar-nominated hand-drawn animated feature from Tom Moore and the team who made, remember The Secret of Kells?
I do. I like that movie.
This is another winner. I'll use two terms that are generally overused. It is both beautiful and delightful. Based on Celtic myths. And it's the sort of thing it's hard to describe on the radio because it really is just this beautiful hand-drawn animation. Great voices, Brendan Gleeson, Fiona Flanagan. And the kids reminded me of the kids in, like, a Peanuts special. It sounded natural.
Oh, neat. Well, also like real kids, yeah.
Yeah, they sound like real. They are kids, but they sound like kids.
You know, not like accurate,
I mean,
kids.
You can go see something like the thing that won the Oscar, Big Hero 6, and the kids all sound like, you know, Southern California idiots. But that's just me.
Oh, there you go. Making friends again.
I try every day.
I know you do. What else?
Upcoming.
Yes.
We have tomorrow night at the Half Moon in Hudson, we have the Scottish female riot girl duo Honeyblood, and we have Better Pills, which is an Albany band led by Brent Gorton, and that should be a great show. That's at the Half Moon in Hudson. Also Friday night, we have Mary Gauthier and Allison Moore at the Egg, and I was looking at the Twitter machine, and I see that Ian Pickus did an interview with Mary Gauthier.
Yes, actually, and in that interview, we learned her name is pronounced Gauthier.
Gauthier, really?
We didn't know that until then.
Well, there you go.
Or maybe Ian did. I didn't know it till then. Let's put it that way.
Clearly I didn't.
No, it's Mary Gauthier. But either way, she's going to be at the Egg tomorrow. And it just sounded great. We were just playing some music coming out. It sounded fantastic.
Terrific.
So that's Friday night.
Also Friday night, another month has rolled by, and it's time for Troy Night Out. It's actually warm enough that it would be fun.
Yeah, you actually want to go out, sure.
You actually want to go outside. A bunch of new shows opening and shows ongoing, so lots of art gallery fun. Also, Friday night, they're showing the film Yellow Sky at SUNY Albany Page Hall. That's on the downtown campus. The New York State Writers Institute has been doing this thing called the William Wellman Film Festival. It's a bunch of films directed by legendary director William Wellman. This is one of them. This is a Western. It's really good, sort of loosely based on Shakespeare's The Tempest. But it's all building up to next month. William Wellman Jr. is going to come to UAlbany and speak, and he's an interesting guy, and talk about his father. So
that's really great. And that's Yellow Sky, and that's Friday night.
Yeah, that's in Page Hall. And then Saturday we have a new exhibit opening at the Albany International Airport Gallery. It's called Lit. The reception isn't until April 10th, but I figured I'd mention it. You know, so if you're taking a flight out, take a look at it.
Okay, cool. And is it book-based or is it light-based?
I think it's light-based.
Okay.
And then Saturday at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Albany, we have Capitol Chamber Artists. They'll be performing a program called Celtic Fantasy, and it's also a tribute to longtime CCA member Irvin Gilman, who will be there. Also Saturday night at the Katzman International Dance Center down in Tivoli, it will be the Stephen Petronio Company performing. And then Saturday night in Schenectady, Proctors will be hosting that big musical, Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, Jekyll and Hyde.
There you go. And then Sunday morning in the GE Theater at Proctors, it's the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra. They're going to be doing a performance called Mostly Broke, Handel, Vivaldi, Bach, stuff like that.
Terrific.
And then Wednesday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's an acoustic show by Citizen Cope.
And that's that'll be April 1st, and yes, April is coming, so we'll look forward to that. Then we got a couple new movies that are opening up. Some look fun, some look weird.
It's a motley group. We have It Follows, which is a horror movie, which has the weird distinction of both being well-received at Cannes, the last Cannes Film Festival, and yet getting a wide opening as like a conventional horror movie. So we'll see what's up with that.
All right.
And then we have the DreamWorks animated film Home, which is in 3D and all those exotic formats on every screen. And then we have Get Hard, which is the Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell comedy that they've both been promoting vigorously for what seems like months.
Very heavily promoted, yes.
Yes, indeed. And then I think it's the last foreign language film, Oscar-nominated film, to get sort of a general release. It's Wild Tales, sort of a comedy revenge thing from Argentina.
Oh, those are always fun.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. That sounds like, motley, but good. You know, some good stuff in there if you want to go see a movie. And lots of good stuff on area stages. You can check out the list. We'll have it on our site, wamc.org. How's your site looking these days?
I think it's coming back today.
Excellent. All right. Well, you can check out that, metroland.net, and hope for the best. Keep your fingers crossed. And,
exactly.
All will be good.
I mean, right at this moment, it's still 2012 there, and it's the apocalypse issue. But, you know, we'll see.
Who knows? The apocalypse could be over at any moment.
Exactly.
Sean Stone, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for being with us, and we'll talk next Thursday.
You're welcome. Great.
Thank you, my friend. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.